kind of bring up statism, right? This belief in authority. Would you say you come to understand statism over the years? Like, is there a certain how many years did it take for you to finally say, okay, I'm done with because I know you've always been rebellion, right? You've always kind of questioned things, which is great and helped on your path and have different experiences. But how long would you say you were a statist or been following orders? And like, when was like the time you really woke up? Say the 70s or
I always pretty much questioned authority. I mean, I remember this one time when I was working at EMS, and this one lieutenant says to me, like, and I asked him something, I forget what it was about. And he's like, why can't you, why do you always have to ask questions? He goes, And I was like, you're supposed to ask questions. Like, people don't know what psychological health is. And I think that that is really, really bad. It's not healthy to follow orders and to be an adult child all your life. I mean, when in the hell do people ever get raised? When do they ever get to be empowered? When do they ever get to self-actualize? When does the cord ever get cut? All of these things are just in such a war with nature and how nature functions. And I just can't, like, I don't see how there's a way around suffering extraordinary consequences for not living in alignment with natural law for so long. Like, oh my God. Like, I mean, do it for your children. Do it, to try, avert the catastrophe that is literally upon us. I mean, there's no way around it. Like, you can't get over on natural law. You just cannot. It was in the 70s. It was in the 70s. And I thought I was, getting away from it over the decades. But as the decades kind of kept going on and on, I mean, I left FDNY in 2000. I had an overwhelming feeling something big was going to happen. I never thought, something like 9/11, but I went upstate New York, in the town, it's called Rhinebeck, and a place called the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies. It was more kind of alternative healing stuff. Retreat center that I worked at from 2001, 2003, and into the beginning of 2004. And they have meditation, all kinds of stuff going on. And I met John Perkins up there, the guy who wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He would teach like workshops on shamanism and things like that. And I didn't know he was an economic hitman. I just thought he was like a guy teaching these classes and shamanism and stuff. Yeah, I get worked up. I got to tell you, because I mean, again, I'm gonna be just honest. I have trauma. I have a lot of trauma from literally being criminalized. Like, your health was criminalized since the set. Like, you were a criminal for being healthy and fit. Like,
for
literally,
free.
like, and people that, like, they're unconscious to it. People that I know that have been, they all protected the people in power, they all, and they still do it to this day. They're so unconsciously programmed, and they never snap out of it.
It seems like there's the people who recognize that this system is a traumatic system and they're working on it and they're trying to expose it. And then there are those who just say, I'm fine. I'm not traumatized. I'm just a normal, I have no issue with any of it. Why do you ask questions about it? It's horrific. It's horrific,
Life is a fitness test. And the level of fitness of people is going to get revealed. That's what's going to get revealed. Your, like, people's health and fitness in mind, body, and spirit is going to be revealed. And all the other superficial crap is just going to get burned away.